Hi, it's Casey. Happy New Year. Let's shine on into 2017. And consider this. If you like listening to this show, you may love A Weekend Away with like-minded people. Join me for the Shine On Retreat, February 3rd through 5th at the Hudson House in Cold Spring. Spend a weekend in a gorgeous B&B on the Hudson while we vision board, make lists for the new year, try a little Reiki, decompress, and share. If you want to be part of this, let us know ASAP at theglasshouseretreat.com. That's theglasshouseretreat.com. I'm co-hosting with my friend Maggie, and that's her website. Now, let's talk about the science of positivity. Stop negative thought patterns by changing your brain chemistry. It takes 45 days. So let's get started with Loretta Graziano Bruning, author of Habits of a Healthy Brain. Don't beat yourself up if you have negative thoughts. That means your brain is doing its job and protecting you from things that may hurt you. But we can go a bit too far with that and get on a negative thought roll. There's a science behind that, too. The science of positivity will teach you how to create new thoughts and habits by using simple, practical actions. Gratitude and relaxation can help. Feeding your brain with new thoughts 3 times a day for 45 days, that will do the trick. You'll build a new neural pathway. And the key is to know that the oldest part of our brains that we share with animals, the flight, fight, or freeze part, is running a constant tape underneath our daily interactions. Right, Loretta?
Yes, exactly. And it's the neurochemicals that give us our constant ups and downs throughout the day that are absolutely normal, that is the operating system we've inherited from animals. That's how animals make their decisions. It's not all this intellectualized, verbalized thing that we humans do.
All right, so they feel something and they react to the feeling?
Yeah, exactly. But it's more than a feeling. It's like a full body thing. It's not like an emotion, but it's urgently, I must go toward that or I must run away from that. That's sort of the feeling.
All right. And we have that too?
Every minute of every day. And that's what's going on underneath that verbal voice. So, for example, if you have this feeling of like, gee, I can't stand being around that person, but you so want to be nice to them. So that's why we have conflicted feelings.
All right. Well, let's start there with I can't stand to be around that person. That sounds like a good place to start. What happens if we have to be around that person?
Well, fortunately, we've all heard that, you know, we humans have some extra brain parts that animals don't have. Actually, they do have them, but we have just a lot more of it. And we are capable of self-restraint. And the purpose of that is to balance long-run goals against short-run goals. So often it's like, in the long run, I think I need to be nice to that person, or I need to eat this or not eat that. But in the short run, this other thing feels good. So we're always trying to mediate between what feels good and what feels bad in that way.
So the science of positivity, stop negative thought patterns by changing your brain chemistry. We can change our own brain chemistry?
Well, obviously, since these chemicals are going on all the time, they're going on in short spurts. They respond to whatever's going on in the moment rather than maybe some idea that people have from the medical model that you have some constant level all the time. That's not how they're designed to work. So we're constantly affecting our brain chemicals with our thought and behavior patterns. And the more aware we are of that, the more we could create more favorable patterns that give us more of the feelings we'd like to have.
All right, I like this. The science of positivity. Give us some ways that we can affect our brain chemistry. What are some of these things we can do?
Well, the big idea of the book is that negativity is natural. So we often have a thought pattern that leads us to negativity because our brain is actually designed to protect us from harm. That's the first rule of the brain, because if you touch a hot fire, your brain creates a huge neural pathway that says, ouch, don't do that again. So in a safer world, maybe the worst ouch you've ever had is not getting invited to a party. So then your brain is like, ouch, oh my gosh, I might not get invited to a party. And that's the lens through which your brain sees the world. And so once you become aware of that, then you can create a positive lens. So I say negativity is natural, but positivity is possible.
You know, holiday time, heading into a new year, lots of parties, maybe lots of gatherings over the winter months. So maybe this time of year brings up some not so pleasant thoughts and memories for people. How can we help reprogram those brain memories?
Great. Yes, that's the huge thing here. When I talk about what turns these chemicals on and off, it's neural pathways built from early experience. Those old neural pathways are super highways in your brain, and the electricity in your brain flows like water in a storm wherever there's a pathway. So the only solution is to carve a new pathway. And the only way to do that in adulthood is by repetition. So repetition is sort of yucky. You know, nobody really wants to do it, but it really works. So that's what's so good to know. So the example would be, let's say you have a yucky feeling because of something that happened in your past, which you may or may not be conscious of, then just don't worry about that. Focus on the feeling you'd like to have. What I think about, like what our brain really wants, is to be safe. So you could tell yourself, I'm safe because I have the skills to fix whatever problem comes along. And if I just say that to myself, I build a pathway, and then my electricity can flow there instead of into that emergency pattern.
Beautiful. All right. How often do we have to do the repetitive thought?
3 times a day for 1 minute for 45 days. So what's important is the 45 days to keep it up every day without fail, without missing a day, or else start over. Now, the 3 times a day, what I'm suggesting in the book is that you look for something positive in your life 3 times a day. So it's actually the act of looking for something positive, which may feel false, but in fact, you're already looking for negative stuff. That's I call it crisis goggles. That's the learned behavior, to look for bad. So you have to learn to look for good.
Oh, gosh. Can you come live with me?
Yes, I can for 45 days, but you'd hate me.
But listen.
Because it's hard. But the book is really good for this negativity loop, which is, again, it's normal.
Right. So don't beat yourself up for saying, why am I so negative? Well, you know, your brain was built that way. But we can retrain it to help us even more. All right, Loretta Bruning, thank you so, so much for the Science of Positivity and the Inner Mammal Institute. The website again?
InnerMammalInstitute.org.
Loretta Graziano Bruning, The Science of Positivity. She has a PhD from Tufts and founded the Inner Mammal Institute. Her blog is Your Neurochemical Self, InnerMammalInstitute.org. For more, let's start the new year with a new winner. If you've never received a Shine On book and would like a copy of this one, email me at kcradio@gmail.com. And if you're new to the show, whenever you need a little inspiration, go to kcradio.com and scroll down. You'll find a host of podcasts. You can take them with you wherever you go. And if you want even more, come to the Shine On Retreat at the Hudson House on the river in Cold Spring the weekend of February 3rd through 5th. Sign up today at theglasshouseretreat.com. Invest in yourself. Need money? We'll tackle that next with the Beautiful Money Makeover.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. From Real Country 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com.
Hi, I'm Minnie Driver, and I'm here to share some important information about ovarian cancer. Although it's more common in older women, ovarian cancer can affect women of all ages, even in their 20s. There is no early detection test, and symptoms can be subtle. But even though you can't see it, you can take steps to get ahead of it by knowing your risk factors, such as family history of cancer and presence of gene mutations like BRCA. So talk to your family and talk to your doctor. Knowing this information will help you take control of your health and be more aware of the vague signs that could indicate ovarian cancer. We're learning more every day, and we will continue our collaborative research for diagnosing and treating this devastating disease. Be proactive. Know your risk factors, and the sooner the better. Just because you can't see ovarian cancer doesn't mean it's not there. To learn more about the symptoms, risk factors, and research, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Meet Leanne Jacobs. She can help you change your financial world with her four-week Beautiful Money Makeover. She'll teach you how to stop chasing money and start enjoying true wealth. And you know how we begin? By cleaning the house. Actually, we start even before that, with the moment we say, I'm done doing it this way. Right, Leanne?
It's that awakening of what I'm doing doesn't seem to be working, or maybe it is working, but it's like I'm so ready for my next level. I'm so ready to graduate. So having that aha moment of, and sometimes we can make a decision in our head, like, I need more money. But our body is still in the old. You know, it's still not quite on board. Mm. So making that commitment full body, and it's like you have to almost pick up your body, and every cell in your body has to be ready to make that commitment.
All right, I just want to go backwards a tiny, tiny bit. How did so many of us get so detached from our money or disconnected from our money?
I think it's easy to do when you realize that we are living in a fast-forward society. We are rushaholics. We're rarely present. We're living in the future. We're also a fear-based society where a lot of us, and, you know, this is how my journey started. It's the fear of not having enough. So what kept me on sort of the inauthentic path and the chasing path was because I felt that, well, if I pursue what I really want, I won't be able to take care of myself. So I kept living from a place of fear, which obviously has detrimental impact on well-being.
Right. All right, but you know, every cell in my body just said, I can't do what I really want. How can I afford what I really want?
Yeah, so we definitely in the beginning are going to have doubt, and we're going to have, you know, that self-talk, that You know, you might have a moment of, okay, I'm doing it. And then obviously that self-talk will come in. So sometimes we definitely do have to fake it a little bit in the beginning until more of us gets on board. But it's really just making that commitment that I'm scared, but I'm ready, and I'm going to act in a courageous manner forward instead of regress.
Okay. We are acting courageous. We are getting the book, The 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover. Beautiful Money is the book. Where do we begin on our 4-week? You know, when I start a diet, I get rid of all the bad food in the house. When I start a money holistic approach, where do I begin?
So it's sort of the same approach. It's creating space for the beauty we desire. So creating the space, and again, chaos and tension shows up everywhere, including our money. So if we're messy with our nutrition and our food, typically we're also messy with our money. So the week one stage of the program is really creating that space, getting rid of things that are no longer aligned with what we desire to the best of our ability, getting the low-hanging fruit that we can get rid of that's easy to do in our physical environment, maybe in our schedule. We want to create a little more well-being space in our schedule. Commitments that we want to make, we want to stop over people-pleasing. So it also comes in down to what are some unhealthy and also scarcity type of behavior that we're doing because we don't feel we deserve better.
Okay.
So that's all done in the first week.
Give me some for instances of what that really looks like. Like in someone's actual house, what is the low-hanging fruit? What is the thing they can get rid of? What is the space they can make?
Well, we usually have that little nudge of that place in our house where we know we should clean up the clutter, but we don't make the time for it. That's a great place to start. Anything that makes you feel cluttery or tense or anxious, anything that is like making that you look at and you don't feel a sense of inner peace, that's such a great place to start. So I donated clothes that didn't make me feel amazing. I cleansed my environment of clutter and things that really weren't aligned with where I wanted to go. So, you know, my greatest state of health and abundance and inner peace and harmony. So anything that wasn't aligned with that, I donated, I gave to my friends, and I just wanted to walk in my home and feel this sense of like, exhale, like woof, groundedness.
Yeah.
Because when you feel that, you tend to spend less and you realize like you don't really need much. And so sometimes when we feel disorder, as soon as we open the door to our home, it doesn't set us up for great success.
Right, right. You got to feel good when you walk in the house. All right, so that's week one, you know, just roughly, just the overview. And where do we move to week two?
So week two, we really talk about alignment and inner harmony. So we may desire beautiful money and healthy finances and lots of money in the bank account so we can sleep at night. But if our mindset and our thinking is the opposite, so we're focused on debt and scarcity and more debt and not having enough, it's going to be really difficult to get the opposite in our real world. So what we need to do is align our thinking and our emotions and our actions with the feeling of I am worthy of wealth and more money is flowing my way. So it's sort of like you have to see it in your mind before you're going to see it in the real world. And that is where the discipline is required. So week two really helps you with that, aligning our thinking and retraining our mind for beautiful money.
Right, because this is a total mind, body, spirit makeover. All right, what are we up to at week three?
So I'm a huge proponent of action. I've always been somebody that I've gotten most of my jobs because I'm self-motivated and somebody doesn't need to tell me that I need to do better. Like I am somebody who hustling is not my issue. The challenge behind that for anyone who's listening who is like that is we tend to be on this hamster wheel of craziness. Like we will just do, but it's not aligned action. So week three takes somebody through being a mindful, action-oriented individual who is taking the right action and knows how to filter really quick, like what not to commit to and what to commit to and how to set. It's simple, right? How to get back to simple. Stop multitasking so much. Do less, but do it so much more profound and in such a more meaningful way.
I get that. That's what my 2017 is going to be about. I'm doing less, but the things that I'm doing are going to be really meaningful to me. And then
right.
I guess on the fourth week, we just sit around and count all our money.
So week four is really setting you up for legacy, for long-term vision, for long-term leadership, for this sense of inner power that can really move mountains. And it's also really getting us back in tune with compassionate cash. And what are, you know, how do we want to be in the world? And what type of impact do we want to have? And it also really talks about techniques and strategies for visionary leadership, for legacy, for greater love in your life. And these are really, and leverage, like, where do we need more help? Where do we need to ask for more help so that we can spend our time on the things that are more meaningful? And so that's what week four really talks about.
The beautiful Leanne Jacobs is the guest. Beautiful Money is her book, The 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover, a holistic approach to increasing your net worth. Let's just talk for 1 minute to the people who are really freaked out by this subject, and maybe the people who are really in some serious debt. You know, these mm-hmm. we've lived through some crazy years. What kind of advice, is there an organization or any advice that you could direct people who are really struggling and totally freaked out about this?
Yeah, and I have been there. And one of the greatest pieces of words of wisdom that I could offer is just facing your money and cleaning it up and getting clear on your starting point will transform your money world. And we typically avoid the one thing that's actually going to make great change, and it's knowing your starting point. And then once you're there, it's like without attachment, don't judge yourself, mm-hmm. but just get clear on where you're starting. The rest is really not that difficult. It's that most people spend years, if not decades, avoiding because they're so afraid to face their starting point, but that's what's keeping them in the financial mess.
Right. So just face it. Get crazy brave, get a friend, go through all those files and envelopes and drawers and get all that stuff out. You know, I know someone who did this. It took 5 hours. It took an entire Sunday for them to pull out their money stuff and look at it. Because, you know, people go paperless, then they don't even know what their interest rates are on their credit cards, and they realize they're paying $400 a month, but $355 of that is fees. You know, crazy stuff.
Crazy.
Once you face it, you can fix it. There's always a next logical step.
I love that one. Once you face it, you can fix it.
Oh,
love it.
Use it in your next book. So, so Leanne, you know what? I realized in looking at your book and talking to you, I stopped carrying cash. You know, I'm just, I have my debit card. But I realized that was kind of turning a blind eye to my money. And I'm going to start carrying cash again. What's the benefit of cash in hand, of having that little cash flow?
Well, there's a couple of things. You'll definitely be a better budgeter. You'll save on fees for sure. But I, symbolically, I keep money in my wallet because I see it as a magnet for more cash to be coming in. So it's almost like it's inviting more money friends into my wallet. That's one of the reasons I keep cash. But again, you'll definitely, my husband's like this, like he uses cash for everything. He's extremely good at budgeting. And you'll definitely find, you'll accumulate less debt having that. So even if you can commit to a week of just using cash, you'll start recognizing where maybe some messy, you know, money is being hemorrhaged a little bit, where you didn't realize. And it really keeps you in the driver's seat for where your money's going.
All right. That is my pledge to you for 2017. I'm going to carry cash in my wallet. And my wallet's going to say, what the heck is this? Leanne Jacobs, Beautiful Money. Where can we go for more information about you?
Beautifulmoney.com. You can find out about the book and more about me as well.
Leanne Jacobs. She says, get authentic, get real, get clear about your money, face it, fix it, make the commitment, even if you're scared. Beautifulmoney.com is where you find more on Leanne Jacobs. Now, will I find you at the Shine On Retreat, February 3rd through 5th at the Hudson House in Cold Spring? I'm co-hosting with blogger Maggie Pinkway. She's a vision board expert, so we'll be making a vision board at our retreat. We'll also clear out the old, welcome in the new. There'll be some nature walks, fireside chats of inspiration, time to decompress and plan the future. And all this happens in a matter of weeks, so please sign up soon at Maggie's website, theglasshouseretreat.com. That's theglasshouseretreat.com. You can come for the whole weekend and sleep over two nights, or just commute and come for the daily programs. I hope to see you there. Now your thought for the week, author unknown. Once she stopped rushing through her life, she was amazed at how much more she had time for. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country, 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA.